Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares at Kitchen Island and also the Game Brain podcast. And joining me on this wonderful Friday is a man who also was recently kicked out of Countess Luann's cabaret act. It's Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Rose podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
You're nothing. You're useless.
You're worthless. You're worthless. You won't get to be in my show.
You're not a Broadway star. Wow, the episode we've all been dying for. Hi, Ben.
Hi. Wow. What an amazing Real Housewives of New York episode, which we're going to be recapping today. Those last 5 minutes of Luann just like turning on her Broadway diva switch, that was amazing. I could not believe what I was watching.
Yep. Love it.
It was a great
time.
Love
this show.
Everything. Berkshire's episodes are always special. So today, everyone, we're talking about Real Housewives of New York. But before we jump into that, we want to give some shout outs to some small businesses, especially some black owned businesses. Ronnie, do you have one that you can share with the audience?
Well, I sure do. Essence Mercer's company is something that we should keep handy, she's telling us. It's a bail bond service.
Yay.
Pacific Northwest Bail Bonds. It's the only black/minority-owned bail agency in Washington State. And you know what? You're right. You never know when we're going to need that, okay? Mm-hmm. Those parties get crazy when we tour. So it's good to have a number in my pocket. To find these guys, Pacific Northwest Bail Bonds, okay? Okay. To find them, you can go to their website, which is pnwbailbonding.com. That's pnwbailbonding.com. Or you can find them on Twitter at pnwbb206. Okay. So do it. You never know. Write it down. You never know when you're going to need them.
That's right. One of our listeners, Clayton, wanted to give a shout out to Sydney. Sydney is a military veteran currently based out of Texas who's providing all natural and organic skincare that not only helps you feel good, but replenishes the skin. She has soaps, scrubs, and whipped body butters that'll make you feel like the whole damn snack. Yes. So find all of Sydney's organic wonders at epiorganicskincare.bigcartel.com. Okay, so let me spell that out. It's a big URL there. epiorganicskincare.bigcartel.com. epiorganicskincare.bigcartel.com. And feed your skin.
Yeah, delicious.
Delicious. My skin says thank you. It needs to go on a diet now because it ate too many carbs.
My skin is on Corona time, okay?
Yeah. So also, by the way, speaking of Corona time, it is important to wear a mask out there, and we have masks for you. If you go to crappensmerch.com, you can get all sorts of fun Crappens Bravo type masks, like be masked, don't be all like unmasked and isolate and own it, baby. Things like that. Some people have already started to receive their masks and they're posting photos on social media, which is really awesome. So it's really, really, really important for everyone to be wearing masks if you're out of your house, if you're around other people. It's just really, really, really important because we have to get this virus under control. Otherwise, I'm going to have so many more days of psychosomatic coronavirus. I'm already on day 3 of my psychosomatic case. So seriously, though, even if it's not our mask, then some other mask, but have a mask. And if you want to get our masks, they're at crappensmerch.com.
Yes, and a large percentage of those proceeds go to MedShare. And also our videos, we do a couple videos a week. This week we did 3, actually. We did Real Housewives of New York from earlier in the week. And we did selling... No, wait, what did we do, Ben? We did our bonus episode, which was a Real Housewives of Potomac recap, mm-hmm. and we did our Real Housewives of Beverly Hills recaps. All those videos on Crappens On Demand, so you can go find those on our Patreon at the Crappens On Demand level. And today, it's time to see if Ramona can squirm out of another pickle, okay?
This looked like it was going to be Elise's big episode. This was, you know, Elise had kind of like, it seemed like she had the centerpiece fight of this episode. Like, this is Elise's moment. Tinsley is gone. Elise is ascending. And then Luann had to go steal the show, as a cabaret star would. But first and foremost, we are here in Great Barrington in the Berkshires, and Dorinda is lying on her bed. And she's calling all the ladies, I guess, to, not to invite them up, but I don't know. She's calling them to... Is she inviting them up? Is that what she's doing?
Yeah, she's doing the classic housewives calling everybody to invite them scene.
Oh, okay.
The most classic, Camille on her landline. Remember all those years ago, trying to call everybody? And Lisa Vanderpump's message was like, hello. She's like, Lisa, hello, can you hear me? Lisa, it's me, Camille. Hello, Lisa, Lisa, can you hear me now? Just kidding, it's my voicemail, darling. Camille totally fell for it.
Get it. Well, this time Dorinda, she starts off with Sonia, and Sonia's voicemail is like, you've reached Sonia in the city, special events and planning, please leave a message, and someone from my basement will get back to you right away.
The large jar of mayonnaise featured on the television show Lost might get back to you soon. Since when does Sonia have an event company?
Sonia in the City has, that's been a few years. I don't remember which season that started, but isn't that around season 7 or so, 6 or 7, when she was getting brand advice from Kristen Takeman's husband? Because it was like not just a toaster oven, it's a whole lifestyle thing, and then she's going to throw parties and Sonia and...
Oh, I remember Sonia in the City. I just don't remember... special events and planning. Wow. It's officially time to change your voicemail.
Yeah. I think she like lost her password or something like that. I don't know. Clearly that voicemail is the same as it has been for about 7 years now. So
and Dorinda's cracking up at this, by the way. She's like, you're so in the city. Our team. Yeah, you got a team.
So Dorinda's like very excited. She wants to have everyone up here in the Berkshires because she wants to show off Bluestone Manor. Now she's awake again. She's awake after all that flooding and the renovations, etc. So she's calling everyone and like getting voicemail after voicemail after voicemail. And Dorinda's like, yes, I'm starting to feel like a loser up here now. I mean, Elise will answer. I mean, who else does she got to answer the phone for? Okay, Elise, what else are you doing? Okay, Elise, you're going to... Wow, not even Elise is taking my call. Wow, wow.
Wow, I'm even being ignored by the last girl picked in kickball. I'm a loser.
Yeah, I wonder where Elise is. I know she's not at Omar's, that's for sure, huh?
So over at Sonia's house, Elise is coming over, and Sonia's like, oh, you know, I'm just trying to start feeling better because, you know, I had to go to a spa after that Halloween party.
Was that like a 24-hour rehab? Elise is like, Manhattan's a very small town, okay? Sonia was one of the wild girls running around on the Upper East Side. And I was one of the wild girls running around a little bit on the peripheral, you know? That's me, Elise, a wild girl on the peripheral. Yeah. Peripheral.
You know, you've got Sonia in the city and you've got Elise on the peripheral.
Elise in the suburbs.
So Sonia's like, oh, look at these pictures. Have you ever seen these pictures of me? And there's these pictures of, you know, of course, Sonia in her glory days.
Yeah.
And Elise goes, yeah, you know, see, this is how I remember you. Like, Jesus, are you talking to a ghost?
Like, I know. And then she's like, and here's the blue book, you know, everyone, like, I thought everyone knew about the blue book, but there's one for every major city in the world, and I'm in it, and nobody can take that away. It's like, that's an actual Kelly's blue book, and there's a Ford Fiesta listed next to your name.
No, they don't use a book anymore, they use a website, but, you know, you have to go online, and you enter your mileage to find out your worth, so I'm just going to stick to the book.
People say I've got great karma. Turns out I actually have great Carvana. Yeah, I'm actually an elite member of Carvana. I bought a Buick for no good reason last week. Returned it already. It was just fun to do.
This is the only blue book I could be in that doesn't require that you list how many test drives you've had. So I'm going to stick with this one.
Oh, I dated JB Power and Associates. Yeah, fucked him real good.
So she's like, oh, you know, Halloween was great. You know, I was here with my boys, you know, Andre, Marco, Bobby, Andrew, Sam, yeah. Eric. You know, I came in on fire to that party because it was like I was at a gay party, but I wasn't at a gay party. And then we get a clip of her in the car, like, you look amazing. Yes.
I would really be scared to see Sonia at a gay party or just Wednesday nights at Sonia's, right? Isn't that gay night?
Yeah, we got to see it one time on the show, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I found out about it.
Yeah, Wednesday's at the townhouse.
So they're talking about Ramona, and Elise and Ramona are having they're having a fight because Elise went to Omaha's and Ramona kicked me off the table. She said, you can't sit here. This is for my girlfriends. And no one was sitting there. So I looked at her and I said, I'm not your girlfriend. I'm not your friend. What do you mean? I'm not your friend. Well, guess what? Now I'm not your friend. There you go. You got Elise. You got Elise.
You just got Elise from the peripheral, okay? Have fun with that, Ramona.
Elise from the peripheral.
Yeah, and Sonia's peripheral. Like, you know, I really care for Ramona, and I understand what she's been through and all that, but I know why you think it's over, because who treats people like that? And Elise tells her the story. She's like, listen, she comes to my house over the summer. She's in this bathing suit with a wrap thing around it, and then my husband comes in from the pool, and Ramona just whips off this bathing suit cover. And Sonia goes, with the boobs? And she's like, with the boobs. And then my husband starts to scratch his back, and she says, whoa, can I massage that for you? And starts massaging my husband.
And you know what I did? I stared at her sort of vacantly for about 30 seconds, and she still didn't react.
Did she put her hands on him? Yes. And she massaged him? Yes. Did she eat a chicken? No. You're ruining it for me. Was she eating chicken or not? I'm trying to get this turned on here.
So I went to the refrigerator, and I pulled out a bottle of ketchup, fully expecting that when I turned around, Ramona would not be massaging my husband anymore. Right. I turned around.
Chicken?
She's still massaging him.
Oh, so I said, you know what? Chicken?
So you know what? I pulled out some chicken.
Oh, my God.
And I took the ketchup and I poured it on the chicken. It's a little unorthodox, but I did it. And I said, okay, now she'll stop. And I looked up. She hadn't stopped.
Oh, my God. I just came. You can go now. So then Luann is with Leah in a store.
Mm-hmm.
And Leah looks just, you know, run over because her hair was really big and teased for her costume, and it's the next day, and she's like, oh my God, how do you look so amazing? Oh Jesus, I look like crap, look at me. And Luann's just like, oh, well, you know, that's all she says. Like,
I am a Broadway star, so I guess I'm just used to having a quick turnaround, having costume changes and whatnot. So, yeah, Leah's like, I may be younger than them, but I'm having a problem keeping up. So, yeah.
And so Ramona's just there looking too. At their houses during the diary room sessions, Leah's sitting there, and, you know, she's got like a big pair of lips on herself and, you know, all their interesting little accoutrements in their house. And then she's got this like drawn picture, and it looks like a wanted poster from the 1920s. Have you noticed that behind her?
I have not noticed that at all, actually. I'll have to keep an eye out for it. It's creepy. It's creepy.
Sorry. I really have nothing to say about it except that I noticed it.
You were creeped out. You had to share. It's okay. So Ramona's there also. And so Luann's like, so what happened last night? And Ramona's like, you know what? I thought about it. And I love Dorinda. And I love having her in my life. And I think that she's really mourning her husband's death for the first time. Okay? She went right to John. It's like, you know what? You know when you go through like a trauma and the very first thing you do is you reach for the slimiest, uncouth, sweatiest thing you can find That's like what she did. She went right to John, okay? And she never mourned Richard's death, okay? And she's mad at Richard for dying, okay? Who would never, she never, he never should have died, okay? I think that's what happened. I think that's why she's feeling this way. And Luann goes, no, I think you just rub her the wrong way.
And Leah's like, yeah, she's mad at you because of the Larry Scott thing. So she's like, yeah, you know, they think that you brought them to Larry Scott so you could take a picture and get the party for free, Ramona. Yeah, like you were using them. She's like, listen, you know what? It's ridiculous, but whatever, okay? I think they're upset because nobody's throwing them a birthday party like somebody's throwing me. Somebody named me, okay? Yeah. You know what they need? A Ramona, okay? Yeah. Ramona in their lives.
Maybe they're just like upset because they don't have 50 friends. I don't know. Maybe they're just upset because people don't just automatically love them, okay? Maybe they're just upset because Mario isn't calling them saying, like, let's get back together. Let's get back together. And I think, no, I'm self-reliant, okay? I'm self-involved. Mario, get off my phone. Maybe they're just like upset because they don't have a best friend slash daughter named Avery, okay?
So come on, Ramona. They don't have 50 friends. I mean, give me a break, Ramona. I don't think anyone has more friends than you, okay? She goes, I know. You know what? Very blessed, Kai.
Luann fully said that as, like, sarcastically, and Ramona's like, thank you. Thank you. It means a lot. So I'm very lucky that I have 50 very close friends.
So she's like, they're just upset because I'm their lackey, and they don't understand I have a whole world without them, Kai. And so Luann is just like, well, let's just talk about clothes now. Aren't these fun? Can't wait to not pay for this.
Yeah, I heard this was sent to Michelle Obama, so I guess that means I probably should deserve one, too. Anyway, bye, Leah. So Leah leaves, and Luann's like, listen, I just want to have a good time in the Berkshires, okay? Let's make this trip about having a good time and no crazy tirades and no bonkers meltdowns about stupid shit pertaining to perhaps a cabaret, okay?
What? I'm always having a good time, okay? Oh, come on, Ramona. Last night was a disaster, okay? She's like, you know what? I wasn't at anyone's throat. I just stayed quiet. She's like, well, you're pushing her buttons, okay? So you have to figure out how to push the right buttons on Dorinda. It's like a soda machine at a gas station, okay? Don't just mix Dr. Pepper with Diet Coke, with Mountain Dew, with Sprite, with Fanta, just because you can. Ask someone which nozzle the Tito's comes out of and push that button.
Yes, you know, when you're pushing buttons, you can't be upset if you get a sun kiss if you're not paying attention, okay? Pay attention!
You know what? But Dorinda walked in angry, okay? She's a loose cannon, okay? You don't know what's going to set her off. It's a little bit... Which, I agree. You know, Dorinda was out of control at that party. Ramona's an asshole, but...
Yes.
This is so people who are just used to dealing with an abusive person as a friend. They're like, well, you made her mad.
Yeah.
Yes, she embarrassed you and tortured you and acted like a total prick and kind of ruined my party. But you were the one who made her mad. Listen, just put the cans with their labels all facing front. Is that so hard?
Yeah, that's all you have to do. Just go along with it. So then Luann, of course, manages to turn this on Ramona and also, like, air her personal grievances because she's like, well, she says the same thing about you. I mean, your behavior and it's all about Ramona and you're not considerate of others. And then you bring Missy and then you bring Missy. So I understand her feelings, too.
She's like, well, now my feelings are hurt, okay? Because last night was mean. It was terribly mean. And I wanted to cry. I wanted to cry. Okay?
Yeah, she starts going, she goes, it was horribly mean. It was horribly mean. Okay? It was horribly. Horribly.
Well, I'm buying this jacket, okay? Luann's not even about to give Ramona a crying scene.
Well, I've already given it to you about Missy, and I'm not really listening to anything else you're saying, so I'm just going to buy this jacket right now. Bye.
Yeah, Ramona never even answers the Missy thing.
Yeah.
She just starts pretending to cry so she doesn't have to answer.
Horribly. Horribly. Okay? It was horribly mean. So then we go back up to the Berkshires, and Dorinda's with Len, her estate manager, I guess. And I don't know Len's official title. But basically, Dorinda's giving Len a pep talk and reminding Len that she is not a butler and she is not there to serve Ramona. And so she's like, listen, no bringing tea, no bringing wine, no nothing. Okay, you want to try this out? You want to try out some role play here, Len?
Sure.
Okay. All right, I'm Ramona. Okay. Hey, Len, could you please bring me a glass of Pinot Noir?
Yes, Miss Ramona.
No.
Come on, you idiot, Jesus. She's like, but what should I do? She's not doing anything to me. She's like, all right, let's try again. All right, Lane, can I have a glass of Pinot Noir?
No, Miss Ramona, this is not a hotel, and there's not room service, and if you want some wine, go downstairs.
All right, the only thing you're missing is you crinkly-faced, prune-faced, bony-ass slut, okay? So just put that at the end of whatever you do. Otherwise, great job, Len, great job.
Hey, Len, have you ever heard of the concept of schladenflagen?
You know what? You gotta look stern, like a Gherkin soldier, right?
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Higher than high-res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy. Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible, edible Matthew sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's Ferelio, it's Lindsay Ferelio. Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
So Leah and Sonia show up and they are like knocking at the door, but Sonia doesn't hear. I mean, Dorinda doesn't hear them at the door. Dorinda's just like walking around and she like found an oyster platter from downstairs. And she's like, hey, you know what? I found an oyster platter here. It was funny because I want to serve some oysters. You know, you could open up a store in here with all the stuff that we're finding in here. You know what? And like, if I were ever to go someday, I know, Len, you just want to throw all that stuff out, right? I know you want to throw it all out.
And Len's like, please don't go. I'll miss you. She's like, well, I got news for you. You're probably going before me, Len. So don't worry about it.
I was like, that's not nice. Not the way it's supposed to go. Poor Len. Len's like, oh, God, what am I doing here? She's right. I'm wasting my life in this manner. So Leah and Sonia are coming through the back door, and Dorinda's like, hey, came into the back door. Why'd you do that? Hey, I'm in my country clothes right now. Gucci socks.
She's like, look. So she starts giving them a tour of the house, and she's like, look, that's the basement. It was like a swimming pool. I had to get rid of everything in there. You know, it was good because I wouldn't have gotten rid of Ali John's Richard's stuff had it not flooded. So it kind of worked out.
Yeah, here's a carpet that Miss Sony made for me. Remember when Ramona's dog pooped right here? We put a new carpet there, finally, after 5 years. That was good. And we're seeing, as she's going through the house, we're seeing, like, best of moments from the Berkshires. So we see, like, I cooked, I cleaned, I made it nice. And we see, like, you don't touch the Morgan lettuce. And we also see the shot of Dorinda, like, putting her face in the cake. And we hear Luann go, why did you do that?
So Sonia gets Hannah's pink room, and Dorinda is going to give Leah the Moroccan room, and she tells us, you know what, nothing happens in the Moroccan room. I don't even go in there. I should just keep it locked.
That wasn't that like that, I feel like that was Tinsley's room for a few seasons, the Moroccan room.
Yeah, and then, I think she did get the Moroccan room.
And I liked at the end of the tour, she's like, God, I feel like the guy from the Hamptons. This is so boring. Because remember, Dorinda was the one who's like, I don't like going on house tours. I think it's gross. And then here she is giving a house tour.
Yeah, and she waits to be annoyed with herself until it's done.
Yeah, although I guess the difference is that these people are actually staying in the house, so a house tour actually has a functional quality to it.
Yeah, but, they're like seeing her redo and everything.
She's and they been... know it, yeah.
Yeah. So Ramona and Luann are in the car together, and Ramona's like, you know what? I just don't understand why Trinity gets so mad, okay? She loses, she goes nuts. And she's like, you know, one thing I know about Dorinda is that she gets really mad, and then she says, sorry, so I'm just going to pretend nothing happened and just pray, okay? I'm very religious.
Bring flowers, okay? So then they're talking about this whole thing about how Dorinda got mad that Ramona's not having a party for Sonia, or like not combining it. Ramona's like, you've already had two parties for Sonia, you know? And Luann's like, no, well, we'll just do a party for Sonia. That's all. We'll do it. It'll be a separate thing. Ramona's like, you know what? I agree. You know, you and I are actually starting to think so much alike these days. And Luann goes, getting sharper in your old age. Ha!
You're always old. Been sharp. You just never noticed, okay? You've always been very, very smart.
Nice try, Oldie McOlderson.
It's like, now, you're kind of smart. Now, your vocabulary is a different story. Oh, just kidding, Ramona. What would we do without our Ramona-isms?
And almost like on cue, the women show up at Bluestone Manor, and we just hear their voices. We hear Luann say, well, I'm glad we have a gorgeous day. And Ramona goes, yeah, it's nice. And it's pretty to look at all the foliage and trees. Which, it's funny because she says foliage wrong. And also, if you look at the landscape, it's like November and all the leaves are gone. It's like all dead trees. Wow. Look at all the foliage over there. Wow. Look at that. Invisible foliage everywhere. It's beautiful.
So inside, Dorinda and Sonia are like, look at Leah's waist. Look at that. I mean, it's just so little, isn't it? Sonia's like, oh, love your waist. It's darling. I'm very happy for you. It's just very painful for me to look at.
Okay. Do you mind if I hang up a bath towel around it so I don't have to, I can block the view a little bit. Thanks.
Chiquitas!
Hola, Chiquitas! Wow, look at this carpet. It's so rich looking.
So Ramona comes in with flowers for Dorinda, and she's like, you know what? I just want to make peace with you, okay? She goes, oh, those flowers are beautiful, Ramona. She goes, yeah, like you, because you're beautiful, darling, on the inside and the out. Please don't hit me, okay?
Yeah. And then she tells us, you know what? She's not really mad at me, okay? She's mad at life. She feels like life has cheated her. Duh! That's it. That's it. Okay, that's what it is. All right, she feels like life has cheated her. Bloop! I'm like, did Ramona just bloop?
She just came up with a brand new saying all by herself. I can't wait till that's adopted into the English language. It's going to be great, Ramona, okay? So Dorinda's like, you know what I hate giving to is, let's give it to her again. Okay, I created this sitting room. Isn't that nice? It's a room where you can sit in, okay? And guess what, Luann? You're in the fish room.
And now Luann is like, ready? She's like, okay, I know I'll be put back in the fish room. Just prepare yourself to laugh at it, Lulu. You can do it. You're a professional. You are a performer. So she walks in, and then Dorinda's, it's kind of funny, but Dorinda's put the shark like under the covers. So Luann like jumps on the bed and is like kissing the shark. Oh, I've missed you. I've missed you. Want to be in my show? You won't get paid more than 35 cents. Want to be in the show? Want to be in the show?
And Ramona laughs at the swordfish that's in her bed too. And she's like, you know what? I believe in positive energy. So I say, you know what? I'm going to be positive, and then she's going to be positive back at me, okay? And I'm thrilled.
Yeah. So then they're all downstairs, and Ramona goes up to Dorinda, and she's like, excuse me, Dorinda, I brought my suitcase thing because I brought my sweater, and I want to get my sweater out because I'm getting a little chilly, okay? And like, can I open up my suitcase to take a sweater out because like it looks a little messy in your foyer, okay? And we just see like her bag is in the foyer, and this entire thing was just her way of trying to get Dorinda to get someone to bring the suitcase up to her room. Like, that's what this is all about. Like, listen, I'm sorry that I want to get my sweater out of my suitcase, which is in your foyer. It's just in your foyer. It looks a little messy, okay? Just want to remind you, my suitcase looks messy in your foyer.
Yeah, you know what? I know this isn't a hotel and you don't have a bellhop, but I'm not sure what to call the bellhop in a non-hotel. So if you just give me the word to call Lynn, I'll call her and tell her to take my suitcase upstairs, okay?
Do you have like one of those like magical transporters that transports bags up to closets? Okay, I've seen it happen. I mean, that's what always happens because I leave my bag in a doorway and I get up to my room and my bag's already there. Okay, I'm just wondering if you have that technology here.
So Leah is talking to Luann, and she's like, did you see what Elise posted today? I mean, it's all fun and games until you piss me off. Like, what does that mean? She goes, well, I think I know. Ramona. I mean, you told me that she blocked her on social, right? And Dorinda's like, no, Ramona blocked her. Well, not blocked her. She unfollowed her. And Luann goes, well, blocking and unfollowing are two very different things.
Yes. By the way, first time this question has ever been asked. Did you see what Elise posted last night? Yeah. Blocking and unfollowing. I mean, two different things. In fact, I wrote a song about it. Hit it, boys. 3, 2, 1. Blocking and unfollowing. It's two different things. One, you totally disappear. And one, you just are there but aren't looking. Blocking and unfollowing.
And Dorinda's like, I have never been blocked. And Lee's like, I can't say the same thing. Actually. Yeah. So,
I think that, like, when you're blocked, you may not realize. One of us should block her. And then we could be like, you have now been officially blocked by someone, Dorinda.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So Luann's like, well, Dorinda knows exactly what she's doing. She invited Elise, who has a problem with Ramona, because she's just another pawn in this game of chess.
I don't think Elise coming was a pawn. I think Elise is, like, kind of on the show this season. I think it's just, like, standard, you know, cast obligations.
Pity the child who lost their mother. Pity the child, you do. That's from Chess, the musical. I just wanted to get that in there in case anybody was wondering.
Ben and I are working on a sequel called Checkers. Hit it, boys. 3, 2, 1. King me. King me. I'm moving straight while you're going diagonal. King me.
So Dorinda's like, all right, everybody, time for lunch. I made someone's favorite chicken. Billy's an Asian version, okay? And Ramona's like, whoa, you know what? I love chicken. That's it. You're just doing such a great job, Dorinda. I mean, whoa, you're such an amazing person. So gorgeous. Love your chicken. Even your chicken's gorgeous, okay?
So then Elise shows up. She's like, hello, I'm here. It's everyone's favorite friend, Elise. Hello. Hello.
And Ramona hears her and she's just like, whoa, sounds like Elise. So everybody pretends that they care, you know, and Elise comes in and hugs and kisses everybody, and Ramona just ignores her but, like, blinks her eyes and, like, moves her head back on her neck a lot.
Yeah, and there's, like, a really strong, like, panel of sun on her face because of where, like, the light coming through the windows. So, like, she's like, her disinterest in Elise is under extreme spotlight. You can't even ignore it because there's literally a spotlight on Ramona's face just staring straight ahead and doing that, like, really cold, like, I want you to go away right now, okay? I want you to go away right now. I'm just going to hold this chicken on my fork in front of my face until Elise leaves this house, okay?
I don't know if I'm seeing spots or if it's just Elise, okay?
So, yeah, so they all sit down and then they start talking about balls. They're having this whole conversation about balls.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know, they're talking about, like, oh, you got two balls. Oh, she's got balls. You got balls. I once slept with a guy who had one ball. Oh, that's kind of you. One ball Leo over there.
It was a one-and-done kind of thing. She's like, one-and-done! Ha-ha!
It's going in the show. Fuck, marry, kill. One ball, two ball, three ball.
So they give a cheers and everything, and then Dorinda shows Elise her room, and she's like, hey, are you going to check Ramona, Elise? She's like, well, you know what she wants to do? She wants to pretend nothing happened. Well, something happened. There's the kind of friend where something happened. There's the kind of friend where nothing happened. There's the kind of friend that would walk your dog if you're out of town, even though something might have happened, but you don't know if it happened, but they're still your friend and they're walking your dog. What kind of friend am I?
You know what? Dorinda will never miss an opportunity to make Ramona squirm. And that's all I have to say about that. I just wanted to say that to the world. Okay.
And Dorinda's like, I would be heartbroken if I were you. Heartbroken. And she goes, well, I do feel betrayed. She goes, no. Well, heartbroken is what I'm saying. All right? The key word here is heartbroken. All right? You need to take that into the fight with you, Elise.
So then they all go downstairs, they're all in the kitchen, and they're all standing around drinking wine from these wine glasses that all have fish in the stems. Did you notice that?
Wait, they had what in the stem?
Fish. Like, the stems were designed where it's like, you know, a normal glass stem is just like a stem. It's just like a straight line, you know? But, like, midway through, the stem, there's like a fish. It's actually like molded out of glass and like painted. It's like a stained glass fish in the stems.
I didn't notice that. How funny.
It's like, it's definitely, it's weird because Dorinda has so much eccentric furniture and stuff in her house. At a certain point, it all kind of works. You know, like, I don't know if you saw in the background of one scene in the living room, there's one of those seats, you know those seats, I forget what they're called, where it's like a bench, but there's like an S-shaped railing in it, so that way, like, when two people sit on it, their, like, backs are to each other, but then they can, like, sort of turn and face each other. You know those benches?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So she had one of those, and the backings of that were, like, giant scallop shells. Like, there was, like, a weird mermaid aquatic thing going through this house. There's like a serpent in the fireplace.
Well, that would explain why it looks like she combs her hair with a fork. She's just got a little mermaid fetish.
Part of the Bluestone Manor.
And Elisa's too smart for these girls because she sees exactly what they're doing. You know, she's like, Dorinda and Sonia are both instigators. You know, she just loves to watch Ramona squirm. So here I go. I'm going to very slowly put cream in a coffee. Let's see what happens.
So they're talking about, like, oh, that one night was crazy. This is crazy. Da, 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 da. And Elise goes, what night was this? And Dorinda goes,
the night you were disinvited to, huh? Hey, you were disinvited.
And Sonia goes, no, I invited you. And Ramona goes, you know what? I don't think you were ever invited in the first place. She goes, but I invited her. And she goes, but why wouldn't you invite me, Ramona? Why wouldn't you? And then Ramona does that, I'm mad at you, so I'm going to shrug three times with my head pulled all the way back thing. While I cross my eyes and stare at the ground.
Okay, here's what's going to happen. Okay, I'm going to tell the story, okay? Basically, what went down is that you said, I'm going to be going home with you. And I said, no. I'm going to be going out. And you go, where are you going out? And I said, I'm going to go out with the other girls, okay? And I hadn't seen these girls. I hadn't seen these girls for like 12 years. We're all going to get Omar. So we're going to see each other and be like, whoa, can you believe what happened in 12 years? That's like four times three. That's four. That's three fours in a row. That's like Avery going to college three times in a row, okay? It's a lot of time. A lot of time to happen for Avery. And so much has happened with Avery. And I was like, you know what, Avery? I'm so glad that future Avery from 12 years ago, but now it's 12 years in the future, is here right now with my best friend Avery at Omar's. And Avery and Omar getting married. And we have, then Omar's actually my son now. Guess what? Omar's my son and now we're best friends. Avery and Omar and I were going out on a boat together in the Hamptons. And I'm just being myself going to dinner on Saturday nights with Omar and Avery, okay? She's still here. She's still talking to me. Anyone?
And Elise is like, well, but you were going to a club. What's the difference if I go to a club with these girlfriends? She goes, you know what? If you want to have this conversation, I would like to do it privately, okay? And Elise's like, no, I like this.
Yeah.
Do it here. Fight, yeah. Fight, fight. Yeah.
Sonia goes, let's just have it right now. I'm next to the cake.
Elise is like, Ramona has a reputation for blowing up friendships, and part of what she does is make you feel insignificant, and she was successful. So she's like, okay, Ramona, now let's fast forward to the second time at Omar's. Omar Nightmare Part 2. She goes, you know what? Could you lower your voice?
Classic Ramona. She's like, you know, it's just, you know, it's what my father used to do, okay? It's like what my father, whoa, oh my God, whoa, it's crazy. Whoa, Elise standing there, this reminds me of this one time, there was a little girl, and I was like talking, and I got excited. I was like, hey, Dad. And then Geraldine Park Smith said, stop shouting, you little girl. You should never shout to this day. I only speak in a very quiet voice, okay? I'm sorry, but that's the truth.
Yeah, my father used to do that, so we have to talk alone, okay? Can't raise your voice at me, I'm triggered. So Elise is like, okay, fine. So she walks off, and Leah's like, she's gonna gaslight Elise. I was a victim of Ramona's in Rhode Island. We get the already classic scene of Ramona making her cry because she felt like she was talking too loudly, which reminded her of her abusive father. Fucking yeah. Ramona.
So we go into the living room and we just hear, like, we don't even know what they're talking about, but Ramona goes, you know, you just have to be on your own and develop your friendships organically, okay? So she's already, like, clearly she's trying to make Elise feel bad. Like, she's trying to, like, create this narrative that Elise is just always hanging on, stealing Ramona's friends, but they've known each other for like 20 years, so it's ridiculous, right?
Yeah, and so all the other girls come in, and she's like, you know what? One thing I won't do is when I have a problem with my girlfriends, you know what? I deal with it one-on-one, okay? I don't go around telling people, nah, I don't take sides, okay? So the fact that you're talking to everyone, that really ticks me off. I'm going to say that right now, okay? And Elise goes, she goes, no, stop, let me talk, okay? Let me talk.
And Elise is like, this is such bullshit. When you have problems with one of our friends, you talk to me about it all the time. And Dorinda's just like, she's just loving this. She's just sitting there with her wine, you know. You know what? Bottom line, what's your problem? Okay, you know what? You have 1, 2, 3, 4 friends, okay? I shared my friends, you know what? And you don't appreciate what I've done for you, okay? And I'm sorry you feel this way, but you don't appreciate my sacrifices, okay?
Yeah, you're welcome for stealing all my friends, okay? Then join my friends. Let's clink. And she's like, I'm not going to clink with you, Ramona. She goes, you know what? It's not my responsibility to make sure you get along with all my friends that you stole from me, okay?
And Luann just turns to the other woman and goes, shh, this is better than Broadway.
And she's like, well, it's your responsibility to treat me with respect, Ramona. You know, I ask you at the Halloween party what kind of friend I am. Do you want me to do the monologue again? Because I'll do it. She's like, you know what? That night, me and Dorinda had a major altercation, okay? You are so narcissistic.
Narcissistic.
There's two ths in there. Narcissistic. All right. You got to get the two THSs in there. Narcissistic, Ramona. Okay.
I'm sorry. I was distracted by all the foliage outside.
I was like, yeah, just don't chime in, anybody, all right? We're just the audience. It's not the Q&A section where people inevitably ask, so, who would you marry, F, kill? All right, girls?
I mean, you can't buy tickets for this kind of shit, okay? But what you can buy tickets for is a very successful cabaret tour starring yours truly, Countess Luann de Lesseps. Thank you. Thank you.
Ramona's like, you know what? You stop it. Stop it. Okay, you come up to me and you're like, ew, and like, you don't pay attention to me, okay? And I was going through it. She's like, I never said you don't pay enough attention to me. I said you compartmentalize things. She's like, you know what? Girl, enjoy my friends. Enjoy my friends. Clink me. Enjoy my friends. You're stealing, okay? Clink, girl, okay?
Just like I let you enjoy my husband and my family and my chicken with the ketchup.
Oh my god, you're turning me on. Listen, I share everything with you. What's the big deal? She goes, oh yeah, but when you went to Omar's, and she goes, I was pissed at you. You know what? I'm not doing this in front of everyone. If you want to talk about it with me, we can do it over here, okay? Because I do not have conflicts with other people in front of other people, okay?
And then Luann's like, well, Ramona seems to have selective memory on that front. And then, of course, I was waiting for this. It's like, how long is it going to take these producers to give us the montage? And here we have a montage of Ramona fighting with people in public, over like fighting with John at his laundry party with Ray in the back going, you're trash, rude, you're trash. Ramona at the Christmas party.
What was that store? It wasn't Bergdorf's.
It was some sort of like Christmas. It was like a Christmas time. It was like you can come and shop, exclusive shopping thing, yeah, whatever.
She was making the staff move all of their trees.
I think it was at Bergdorf's, yeah. And then, of course, the classic Ramona confronting Bethany to be like, Bethany, why don't you support us, okay? And then Bethany's like, I don't want to talk about this. Wow, Bethany, wow.
Running off and then putting her face right in the camera. Wow, Bethany.
So good.
So funny. So then Ramona and Elise are talking, because now they're in private again, and she's like, you know what? Let's just talk about it with me and you, okay? Because I don't need an audience, okay? The way I was disappointed was, you know, I was disappointed at the Halloween party. And then the music comes in, it's like,
you know what? I went to the Halloween party, and Dorinda was going to a lot of shit, okay? I had to call her durational or whatever. I'm like, that's not going to catch on. Durational? I don't know. I'm just going to try to suggest, you know, like they say that, like, I'm the Ramona coaster, like, that she's, like, durational, you know? It's like a play on the word duration. It doesn't really make sense, but I like to say it, okay?
Yeah, and she's like, she went off on me, okay? And you saw it. I had to leave the room because I wanted to cry because I loved Dorinda, and Dorinda loves me, okay? And so Dorinda in the other room is like, you know what? She came up to me and she said, you're drunk. Was that classy, Luann? Was that classy? And she goes, well, I don't think anyone was right in this situation.
Yeah. She's like, I'm going to be honest with you and because I love you. And Dorinda, like, sticks out a finger, is like, don't do that. Be careful. And Leah's like, Leah makes a face like, oh my God. Like, her face is basically like, wow. The like, Dorinda just like turned, you know? But then Dorinda sees it and goes, exactly, Leah. See, look at her face. Her face is saying, Luann, don't you dare not defend Dorinda. It's clear that's what Leah's face says.
So actually, I wasn't saying that at all. Yeah, thank you, Leah. You see what her face just said right now? You're a stupid bitch, and you better back it up, bitch, all right?
You can see Leah's face clearly says, I can't believe anyone would get dragged to Larry Scott and be told to do promotion and then not give them the thanks and not allowed any of their input during any of that time. That's clearly what Leah's face says.
Like, I love Dorinda, but there is no speaking the truth to Dorinda. You will get your head chopped off, kind of like in a communist regime. Okay. Yeah.
And Luann goes, listen, I know Ramona is far from fucking perfect. Ha! I mean, we all know, but the toast was a little dark and mean. And Dorinda's like, it wasn't dark at all. And it just cuts to her saying, Schadenfreude, okay? You know what you got? You got Schadenfreude, okay? You try to get happiness out of other people's fault. You're terrible to Sonya, and you're not nice. You're a shit human being. I hope you fall out the window and die. I don't think that
Sonya
was dark.
Sonya with her chicken bone, like, yeah, you're not nice to me.
Oh, yeah. She just, like, had that ladle where she's just, like, getting that grog out, you know?
Yeah, Dorinda's like, you better slap, Luann. You better slap right now. And Sonya's like, you are defending the devil. She's defending the devil. I would never defend the devil. Although he did trade my soul for an amazing cabaret career. So he's not as bad as people say.
He's actually quite charming. So then Dorinda's like, you know what is mean? It's to go and yell out in front of your entire group on the megaphone with everyone, the entire internet watching, to say that you're drunk. You're drunk. I'm like, Dorinda, that is not what she did not yell it out in front of the entire
that
group.
That did not happen, Dorinda.
You were
okay.
In her face. You were up in her face and you were wobbling. And based on your previous track record, Ramona was fairly, like, her inference was fairly sound and you just didn't like to hear it.
Yeah, I don't think Ramona never said that. Maybe you accidentally pressed play on your podcast app or something and heard me screaming, "You're a drunk! You're a drunk!" That was me. It wasn't Ramona.
I feel like the only way for Dorinda to think that Ramona had broadcast out that Dorinda's drunk to the entire party would be if Dorinda were drunk enough to not really remember that correctly.
Yeah, Dorinda's just making shit up now. And yeah. So, Dorinda's, by the way, drunk. So she's
by the way,
already...
she is wasted in the scene because there are so many shots of her sitting on that couch where you can see she's like trying to do that. She's like, her chin is down. She's trying to focus. She's like, if I drop my chin, that means my eyes would be able to focus more. So like, yeah.
You know? She's got a lot of finger pointing and, earring bobbling going on.
Yeah, she's wasted.
So then with Elise and Ramona. Elise is like, here's what I saw happen. Listen, I've been one of your very good friends. I have a lot of good friends, okay? I have like 50 girlfriends come to my birthday, okay? I'm having 50 girls. She's like, oh, and you don't consider me one of your close friends? I have 50 close friends, okay?
You have 50 close friends and you're naive. Okay, let me try to put this in a way that you'll understand. You got your friends that like a crab cake for an appetizer. You've got your friends that like a garden salad. And you got your friends who just want a bowl of soup. Which friend am I?
You're what? I have a lot of girlfriends? I introduced you to them, okay? You should know because you've stolen 50 girlfriends, okay? Look in your bag, friend stealer. And she's like, listen, you have a lot of social friends, Ramona. We're in the same social circles in Manhattan and in the Hamptons. And if you think I'm on par with 50 social friends, you're clueless.
And in the background, Lena's just doing the dishes. And, you know, she's just like, these crazy bitches.
And so, Ramona just keeps pulling her face back in a twitch. It cracks me up because she's so caught in this whole episode. And she's like, you know what? Just embrace all my friends, okay? Just keep embracing it and appreciate what I've done for you, okay? I wish I could clink you. Clink!
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go into another room where you'll never find me. Oh, God, she's following me to the other room. I can't believe she was able to find me in the other room, okay?
You're running again. Every time Ramona changes room, someone goes, she's running, girls.
But there's nowhere for Ramona to go, so she's just going between, like, basically the same three rooms. So now Ramona and Elise are back in the living room, and Ramona's doing this. She's like, you know what? You should appreciate me, okay? I'm the victim here, okay? Oh, I introduced all of my 50 closest girlfriends to her, and that's what I've done, okay? And Elise is like, I always appreciate you, but you shouldn't appreciate me. Well, I always appreciate you. I don't know your name, but that doesn't mean I don't appreciate you, okay? There's just something, you know, I think there's something wrong with you right now. There's just something wrong. I think you're, like, neurotically wrong right now.
Well, Ramona, did you say to Dorinda you're drunk, or did you say you're drinking? Which did you say? Because apparently it makes some kind of a difference. And Ramona's like, you know what? I used the wrong D word, okay? What I meant to say was you're mean to me, which is a D word, okay? You're D to me, which basically means, I don't know, maybe you run a big school. What do I know? Why are you mad at me for saying you're smart at school, okay?
Yeah. And so now Dorinda's on her tail. First, she's like, turns to Luann. It's like, you know what? I wanted you to stick up for me because she was mean to me, you know? And then she's telling Ramona, you know, I don't feel like you're happy being with us anymore. I mean, like, you know, we went to Larry Scott, you know, you didn't even tell us that we're just there to promote Larry Scott. And now, like, I wasn't on board to promote Larry Scott. You should have told me that we're going to be promoting Larry Scott. Like, I'm furious. I never said I wanted to promote Larry Scott.
We were just props to you. We were props. Props to you, Ramona. We were props.
And Ramona goes, you know what? You were drinking all the sugar, okay? Yeah, you were drinking sugar. And Dorinda goes, drinking again. But eating, okay? You know what? My words are getting messed up. Maybe you were just on a sugar high, okay?
Oh, so now I'm drunk and high, huh?
You know what, Ramona? Why would you ever not let somebody sit at your table at Omar's? I mean, that's mean. At Omar's.
And Ramona's like, which table? It wasn't even a table, okay? It was a large ottoman, okay? It barely even qualified as a table, okay? It's totally irrelevant.
So Dorinda's like, look around, Ramona. This is your home. These are your people, Ramona. She goes, I see it, blue eyes, okay? I get it. And then she jumps on her... Is this when she jumps on her
lap?
Well,
it's like in a moment, because like when she says blue eyes, Dorinda laughs. I don't know if it was like an inside joke or whatever, but it was like... And she goes, this is where who loves you. And so then Ramona, she basically runs out of excuses. It's kind of like, you know, when you scroll on Instagram for too long and they say, you're all caught up. You've seen everything. And you're like, what? So Ramona goes, you know what? There's nothing to say. You know what? Like What am I saying? And they just all start laughing at her because she, like, literally got lost in her own excuse. And then all of a sudden, Ramona stands up and then Dorinda stands up and they laugh and hug and collapse down onto Dorinda's couch.
And Sonia's like, don't let her manipulate you.
And then Dorinda tells us, she's like, you know what? You know what? I'll tell you. Like, was I aggressive? Absolutely. But you know what? She'll think twice before she calls me drunk again. I'm like, no, she will not think twice. She's going to do it many more times in your life.
Also, I'm sorry to break it to you, but you're always drunk, okay? Like, stop. Why are you so offended? Who cares?
Yeah.
People tell me I'm drunk all the time. Guess what? They're right. Who cares?
So they're laughing on the couch. So Luann's like,
well, you know, the other night I thought the Grim Reaper was going to come in on Halloween. And Dorinda goes, oh, please. You don't even know what happened. You were late to your own party.
Yeah, you're next, bitch.
And she goes, was that aggressive? Yes. Do I regret it? Nope.
Nope. So then Elise, now, because this is why Elise will never get respect from Ramona, because she does not stand her ground, and she's also, like, not as fun as Dorinda. So, like, Dorinda and Ramona are, like laughing together and hugging, and so then Elise sort of, like, walks over slowly and goes, am I a special girlfriend? And Ramona's like, yes, absolutely. And then, like, Elise basically, like, begs for the hug. And Ramona gives her, like, one of those totally insincere apologies, which is like, you know, I'm sorry I made you feel bad because, you know, because you are a special friend, and that's why I included you here.
Which she didn't. That's why I share all of my friends with you, okay, sad person?
And then Elise, like, totally ruins the vibe. She's like, all right, I'm going to sit on you now because she got to sit on your lap, so I'm going to sit on your lap. So she's, like, sits there, and Ramona's like,
You're like, a little heavy, okay? You're a little heavy, but that's okay. She goes, am I heavy? She goes, yeah. It's all right, though. It's all right, sad person, okay?
Ramona was so pissed because she was having, like, a fun moment with Dorinda. And then, like, Elise is like, womp, womp. I want to have fun moments, too.
So later, Dorinda sees Elise in the hall. She's like, oh, well, you should gave in easily. She goes, I gave in. They have the same fights over and over because there's no resolution, these people. So then Dorinda is making a fire, drunk as hell. It's hilarious. Yes. It's hilarious.
More slaves than Luann did that one time.
Yeah, and she's talking to Ramona, and she's like, you know what, Ramona, just me peaceful. I'm going to put this piece of wood. Okay, it's on top of a cat. That's how you do it, right? Okay, you know what? Could you hand me that piano? Just roll it over here. Just put it in here, right?
Well, actually, Dorinda, I didn't share this with the rest of the group, but recently I've been spending weekends alone at the Hamptons in my house, okay? I don't have anyone come. I just stay with myself. Maybe I'll go out for dinner. Maybe it's two couples, and that's it. And then sometimes I take an Uber, and sometimes I drive. Sometimes I take one road. Sometimes I take another. And then it's just, you know what? It's just good to spend time with me. And I'm good with it, okay? Well, you see, I appreciate this. This has been Ramona with the Ramona Update, okay?
I love being alone now, okay?
Dorinda's like, you need to meet someone who loves it for just you in every way. Yeah. Is it impossible? No, it's going to be hard. All right. Probably someone, you know, who doesn't see very good at here. You know what? That's a good idea. Just meet someone who's got really good earmuffs. All right. It's going to be great, Ramon. I believe in you.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of men are intimidated by us because we're financially independent, and we're strong, and we're personal, okay?
They're just talking about how really most men are not very strong, and Dorinda's like, you know what, all you need is one. You know, maybe he's hiding out at the grocery store. I mean, that Joe Farrell party, I mean, that was terrible. That was awful, that Joe Farrell party. Am I right?
And Ramona's like, whoa, first of all, Dorinda doesn't even know how to meet a man, and actually, two men from that party called me to ask me out, and they're very eligible, very successful, and sort of meet my criteria, okay? That's bullshit.
Sort of meet my criteria. That, like, she just sort of glossed over that part.
Did you notice Dorinda's shirt? This is where I noticed Dorinda's t-shirt for the first time. She's wearing a t-shirt, like a short sleeve t-shirt, and then right above the cuffs, like between her armpits and the cuff, there's like a row of tassels or a row of like fringe. You know, like that. From a 20s flapper dress. It just looks like really long armpit hair, kind of. It's weird. It's a weird shirt.
So now that Dorinda's made this fire, everyone has, like, back in the living room. It's just funny. They really just go from room to room to room because they were just all in the living room, and then I guess they went to the kitchen. Now they're all back in the living room by the fire. And Dorinda has busted out the twister, which I feel like the last time we saw this twister was on the original Berserkshires. Well, not the original, but the super famous one. Because remember, didn't she try to, when everyone was fighting, wasn't she trying to get a Twister game going? Like when Bethany and Luann were fighting, she's like, anyone want to play Twister? Twister, anyone?
Ramona's like, we're staying here for dinner then, okay? So he's like, yeah, let's order pizza!
And Leah's like, I'm going to take a thirst trap photo right now. She starts posing. And Sonya goes, whoa, look at your stomach. I mean, you don't have a fupa or anything. I mean, it's so tight.
Yeah, and basically they're then they're like joking. She's like, "Well, I don't have anything going in there." And da da da. They start talking about sex and stuff, and then Sonya starts saying how she just doesn't like big dicks. And Leah's like, "You know what I want? I want a tongue in my butt." And they're like, "Oh."
She goes, "What's wrong with that?" And Sonya goes, "I draw the line somewhere. Sometimes."
Yeah, I'm like, "You had anal from the pirate." So, then Luann's like, "Girls, let's get takeout. Chinese girls."
And Dorinda goes, hey, you know what? Let's keep drinking.
I didn't notice that, but of course.
And Leah's like, all right, don't worry. I'm not going to throw anything tonight. I'm not going to drink too much. And Luann goes, except Shane.
Oh, you can see that in my cabaret act. My very successful cabaret act, Murray. Marry, sleep with, kill.
So then Luann and Sonya are looking out the window, and Luann's like, look at that, the mountain range. And Sonya's like, yeah, Purple Mountain's majesty. Am I right?
I'm having my own cabaret show called America, Let's Fuck It.
So America, let's let it do anal to us sometimes.
I'm going to lick America's asshole. So so that they're all like admiring Sonia's ass. Like Leah's like, oh my God, Sonia, you have the best ass. She's like, yes, it does. It does get me far in the world. That's for sure. Yes.
Yeah. So they're all like my ass. What's a better asset, the townhouse or my ass? My ass, because no one can take that away from me. It's like, hi, I'd like to introduce you to Father Time.
Father Time, come on in here.
So then, and then in the kitchen, now it's like fun times. Elise is here. So she's with, I think she's with Leah, and she's like, oh my gosh, I can't drink too much. I'm going to get wasted. I'm like, wow, Elise, you're really out of control right now. You got to really rein it in. Rein it in.
So Luann is telling the group, well, my girl Sonia and I are going to do a show together. And Ramona goes, are you going to pay her? What, are you going to pay her this time? And Sonia goes, she never pays me.
Yeah, she's like joking. She's like, oh, she never pays me. And then he goes, shut the duck up. Get it, girls? I use duck instead of fuck. A little joke. A little something from the cabaret circuit.
Shut the fork up, Ramona.
Shut the flip up. Am I right? Am I right, censors?
And Sonia tells us, well, it's not that I don't have a good time doing any kind of performance with her, but I have a family to support and people that depend on me other than Luann.
Like, Luann's cabaret is going to pay those bills. So Luann's like, yes. I want to bring Sonia into my show because I love her. I love her. Everyone's like, well, then pay her $10,000 or $5,000 or something like that. And Sonia goes, oh, she wants to exploit me. And then Luann loses her shit. She goes, exploit you? I don't need you. Go fuck yourself. Or should I say, go duck yourself.
Like, come on, Lou. You got to pay her. She goes, well, I do pay her. $225. And Ronnie goes, you only pay her $200?
Well, I have Broadway actors. It's a Broadway actors.
And Dorinda and Ramona at the same time go, she's not a Broadway actor. Like, being a Real Housewife is way, way, way above being a Broadway actor.
I know. No, you're not. So don't pretend you're a Broadway actor because you're not. I know Tommy Tune.
I have major Broadway talent in my show. Amazing comedians. Amazing singers. I'm not going to pay Sonia Morgan more money than them to take off her dress at my show.
I don't need you in my show. And Sonia goes, you're being mean to me. I love you because you're my friend, and if you love being in my show, then great. But otherwise, I don't need you.
Ramona goes, you're not valuing her, okay? She goes, what do you mean I don't value her? And Sonia goes, you gave me $225. That doesn't even cover my hair and makeup.
You have made me feel like you don't appreciate it. And guess what? I don't want you in the show. And then Luann storms out of the room and goes, I don't need you. My own cabaret show, that's very huge. And guess what? You're not a part of it. And I tried to include you, and you made me feel bad about it. I'm gone.
And now Sonia's crying. She's like, but I just said I can't do it for free. I mean, she wanted me to do it for free. Which, Sonia, admittedly, she's paying you $225. What do these people think that she makes for these cabaret shows?
I know. And why doesn't Sonia just have some, like, self-respect and say, no, I'm not doing it? Or just, it is sort of like your friend. Just, like, do it. I don't know. So Luann's like, you're done. You're done. I don't want you in my show. How's that? You're done. You're done. You're done. You're done. Don't want you in my show, you bitch.
She goes, you don't want me? No, you're done. And Luann keeps like storming off and talking to herself and then storming back into the room and going, you're done. Back
up. I'm not joking. When I said you're done that many times, like, she said it that many. She kept saying, you're done. You're done. You'll never work in this small theater again.
And then she's pacing around the hallways going, I don't even want you in my show. You bitch. And Sonia's crying, and then Dorinda pretends to cry because now she's got someone to yell at Luann with her, which is really all she needs, you know?
Yeah.
So she's like, don't let her talk to you like that, Sonia. You do not let her talk to you like that.
Stand the fuck up. And her finger's coming out now, and then, you know, and Leah's like, where did good time Luann go? I mean, I've heard about this side of her, but like, wow, I never seen it before. And Sonia's just like crying. And Dorinda's like, you're a warrior. I am a warrior. I'm a fighter.
No, but, she goes, I'm not a warrior. Oh, I'm a not comedian. A warrior.
Oh, I totally heard that wrong. I thought it was, I was really laughing at my version.
Dorinda goes, be a warrior. That's not acceptable behavior. She goes, I'm not a warrior. I'm a comedian. And Leah's like, oh, like Fanny Price. That's the only really old funny person I could think of.
And so now Ramona's gone after Luann. She's like, you know what, Luann? That's not what she meant, Lou. Oh, yeah, she did. Oh, yeah, she did.
And now Luann has like a Sunset Boulevard monologue.
It is.
She's like,
amazing.
I don't need her. I do a great job on my own. I'm very successful. I'm on a very successful national tour. You think I need her? I don't. That bitch, I gave her a chance because I love her and I wanted to make it for fun. But guess what? She thinks she's going to be the star of my show. Well, guess what? You're not.
She's sadly mistaken. I also like that she also, in the middle of that, she wound up saying, like, I don't need her. She's horrible. She's horrible. Which is kind of like a nice callback to Ramona earlier this episode going, she's horribly mean. She's horribly mean. It's like Horrible is having a great day. Great, great episode for Horrible.
So in the other room, Sonia's still crying, going, I love her. But she doesn't love you, Sonia. And then Leah's like, whoa, that's harsh. It's like, she doesn't. That's not love. That's not acceptable. She goes, but she asked me to do her show for free. Not even free. She asked me to pay her to be in her show. That's how much you...
Oh. You want me to stand up for you? Because I'll stand up for you. Because I'm a warrior. Okay? Bang, bang, I am the warrior. So, because, you know what? Because you're weak. You're weak. Are you weak? Are you weak, Sonia Morgan? Are you weak, Sonia Morgan?
Let me be strong for you, Sonia. You know? Because you just sat there and you accepted it. That fucking bitch. And Leah is cracking up, by the way.
Leah, I know. Leah is sitting there and she is like, what is happening? She is like, oh my God. I'm going to be sober only because otherwise I'll miss these great moments. So... yeah. So now Luann is, like, pacing around, and she's like, well, she's just being a really resentful, horrible friend right now. And then Dorinda walks in and goes, that's weak play. She's crying, and you know she's weak. And you do that, you do that. What's weak play? Are we talking about a off-Broadway performance of something by Chekhov? Weak play? Anything like that? Anyone? I know Broadway.
She's like, you're never going to be in my show. Shame on you, Luann. Shame. You shit on your friend who stood with you in your journey of sobriety. Your journey of sobriety. Dorinda forgets so quickly.
Like, yes.
You were shitting on Sonia 2 seconds, like, really, in real time. Like, how long ago? You know,
yeah, like it's like the beginning of like the last three seasons. She began like every season yelling at Sonia.
Yes, and Luann. Why is anybody listening to Dorinda?
And that too. Yeah. So then we get a montage of Sonia being there for Luann during her sobriety, and Dorinda's like, "You want to forget that? We're not forgetting it. She was there. So you be nice to her. She's crying.
Don't get involved, Dorinda." And then Sonia's crying in the other room, going, I'm just asking for money. And Luann's like, oh, really? She's not coming into my show. She's worthless. And she marches back into the room with Sonia, and she's like, you're worthless. I never want to see you in my show. You're not coming into my show ever.
It was like... She was like, well, I guess since Bethany isn't here, I'll be playing the roles of both Luann and Bethany. So here we go. You're worthless.
And this is, here we go. I'm going to kill them all.
It was amazing. It was like such a Broadway diva tantrum. It was like something that I feel like we will always remember. This fight, Luann losing. At certain points, I was like, is Luann just faking right now? But I was like, I think she is really this mad. I mean, the fact that when she gets her angry tirades are as overdramatic as we always joke that they are, but then we actually see it happening is just so perfect.
Worthless.
You're like, never going anywhere. You're worthless. You're worthless.
I'm a warrior.
Oh my God. That was like, man, I was like, I mean, I thought the Elise and Ramona fights were pretty funny. That was funny. And then, but this Luann thing at the end, oh my, I just lost my shit. I could not believe it. Just so brilliant. This show is amazing. This is A-plus material. I'm sorry. I know some people feel like the season has gone off the rails. If this is going off the rails, then let it go off the rails, because this is like, this is the stuff that we dream about watching.
Pretty funny, people.
Well, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in, and we will be back on Monday for the big season finale of Married to Medicine. I hope everyone has a wonderful, safe weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.